Welcome to the Practical Wisdom from a Life Coach podcast. My name is Vera Ilnitsky, a life coach dedicated to helping people gain clarity about what's important in their life so that they can connect with their purpose and take action to live a genuine and fulfilled life. In this podcast, I share insights and ideas that provide simple, yet practical and effective solutions to challenges that we encounter in everyday life. I invite you to join me to learn, grow, and get inspired. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. Today, I want to talk about this concept of your best self and what I mean by that when I use that term. Because I do use this term quite a lot when I say leaning into your best self, living your values so that you can be your best self, doing what is right for your best self, etc. And one morning recently, I was thinking about this, and it struck me that I don't want you to think that striving to be your best self means that you're not already your best. Because you are. Where you are right now is exactly where you are meant to be. It may not be where you want to be necessarily, or it may not be exactly where you think you ought to be. But regardless, you're here and you're imperfectly perfect. Beautiful, amazing, brilliant, strong, and capable. What happens though is that our ego self, that self that is constantly trying to bring us down, keep us small, and keep us from expanding to our full potential, keeps us away from acknowledging and accepting this fact. This fact is that you are already your best self, no matter what. This ego self of yours, also the same as your primal brain, is trying to keep you safe, which is a hangover from the caveman days when we needed to stay safe in the jungle. However, this is not doing us any favors in our modern world. It's so easy to listen to our ego self because that conditioning, that programming is so strong. And as humans, our tendency is to sit in lower frequency energies, because that is the path of least resistance. It's so much easier to dwell in negativity, in drama, and in self-sabotaging patterns, at least for our programmed brain and our ego self. As humans, we get sucked into comparing ourselves to others, into jealousy, to resentment, to frustration, to procrastination, because of our brain's conditioning to keeping us from harm out there in the proverbial jungle. It's so fascinating how something that was meant to keep us from physical harm thousands of years ago is still playing a part in our modern lives. But instead of keeping us from harm, it's hindering us from fully embracing our potential, our purpose, and our true best self. This generational programming is impacting our emotional, mental, and spiritual health today. As much as you need that primal instinctive reactivity for certain times in your life, what you actually need is to become aware of your innate inner wisdom, of your innate gifts, of your innate purpose, and of your innate and inherent best self. Once we're aware that we have inner wisdom, that we have unique gifts and talents, and that we have a greater purpose here on earth, then we have an obligation to ourselves and to those in our life to be our best self and to do the work required to raise our energetic frequency from low vibration to high vibration. This is where it gets tough, my friends, or at least we perceive it as tough. As I said a minute ago, it's easier to take the path of least resistance to jealousy, frustration, procrastination, comparison, and other self-sabotaging energies and behaviors. While it may be easier, it's paradoxically actually harder. It's harder because taking the easy route towards low-frequency energy means we're constantly battling life. We're constantly looking at things from a negative perspective. We're constantly feeling not good enough, or unworthy, or not accepted. We're constantly engaging in behaviors that take us away from healthy habits. We're constantly in a lack mindset about everything: money, relationships, job opportunities, health. We feel like a failure. And when we're sitting in these low frequency and self-sabotaging energies, all we see is evidence of all that we don't have. We perceive life as hard, and we have lots of evidence to prove it. And this perpetuates our negative thinking and negative mindset and keeps us in a never-ending cycle of patterns that keeps us small, in lack, purposeless, bitter, frustrated, or depressed. I know because I've been there. There was a time in my life where I felt like a total failure. I had no idea what my purpose was, and I felt like it was too late for me, which is a lack mindset if there ever was one. The solution for me was to get aware of my negative patterns, get aware of how I was letting myself get sucked into the vortex of low frequency energy, and get aware of what was actually most important to me, and to give myself permission to have dreams, set goals, and acknowledge that being my best self was not only totally possible, but totally in my control. And that I had a responsibility both to myself and to those in my life to lean into this potential. Now, being human, there's times when I dip into low frequency energy like frustration or discouragement or anger. But as I get more aware, it's easier to catch myself and bring myself out of this and into higher energy frequencies such as empowerment, service, gratitude, and satisfaction. And this is the solution I offer my clients in my Accelerate Your Inner Wisdom program. The first part of this solution is being the awareness piece. It's starting with where you're at right now and acknowledging that your best self lives within you right now. You are your best self today, right now, and it's time for you to see that and be aware of it. You can start this awareness process by journaling on these questions. What does my best self look like? What does she do? How is she positively impacting those around her? And how am I my best self right now? The next piece is letting go of the things that keep us stuck, feeling trapped in our life, that keep us in low frequency energy, that keep us small and quiet, that keep us from fully embracing and living our purpose, that keep us from recognizing and loving ourselves fully. Because you deserve to recognize and love yourself completely. And it's necessary. It's necessary to accept and love yourself in order for you to be able to step fully into your best self and live the life you truly desire, the life you deserve, and the life that will create a positive impact on those around you. I had a dream earlier this week that I believe was a divine reminder to me about this. It was a bit of a cliche, but the universe has a sense of humor, and sometimes we need cliche in order to get the lesson. In my dream, I was traveling somewhere, and when I arrived at my destination, my luggage did not arrive with me. In my dream, I felt frustrated and sad and desperate because everything of value that I owned was in that suitcase, and it was stuff that I needed or told myself I needed. And for some reason in my dream, all the things inside the suitcase were not replaceable. They were lost. And in my dream, I felt the pain of that loss. But also in my dream, I remember telling myself that there was nothing I could do about my lost baggage. It wasn't coming back. I knew it was lost, and I had to accept that. And then in my dream, I heard a voice inside my head. Maybe it was the voice of my higher self and best self. Maybe it was the voice of God, or both. But I heard a voice say to me, "Vera, you have all you need inside you. You don't need the stuff in the suitcase. Let go of that and remember all that you need to make this trip successful is inside you." And that's when I woke up. And in between that dream state and full consciousness, I recalled the dream and I was able to meditate on it, which doesn't happen to me very often. I usually lose the threads of the dream very quickly upon waking up. But I believe this dream was a message to myself and to you. And that's why it stayed with me so vividly. In this message, it's a reminder that you have all you need inside you. You do. You have love and intuition and divine guidance and a brain that can think. You have resilience and lessons from past experiences. You have strength and resolve. You have a dream and knowledge, perseverance, empathy, kindness and compassion. You have creativity and imagination. You have courage. You have all you need inside you to make your trip in this lifetime a success. So set your suitcase full of self-doubt, frustration, resentment, bitterness, jealousy, anger, and hurt down. Let the baggage go. You don't need it. See, I told you this was a bit of a cliche dream. But really, we all have baggage that we carry around with us. It's full of drama. The familiar comfort of drama and chaos and overwhelm. And we think we need it, but we don't. We don't need this baggage because all you need is right inside of you. Remember that on your journey of self-discovery towards your best self, you are not alone. There are people along the way that support, love, and encourage you. There are people who teach you, walk beside you, and hold you up. And this is the privilege I have of being a coach. So if you're looking for support, encouragement, and accountability, plus a way to accelerate your journey towards confidence, purpose, and aligned action, I can help you. Apply to work with me today. The link is in the show notes. Put down what you are carrying. Put down, put down, put down. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and please share this episode with someone in your life who you think may benefit from the message. I'm so grateful to have you in my community, and I'd love to connect with you on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or through email. And if you're ready to live a genuine and fulfilled life, I invite you to book a discovery call with me today. The links are on my social media or on my website, vaicoaching.com.